his cat was around. For in the dark he sat until his faithful cat nudged open the door. He made a little flap to cover up the gap and keep out the light. But then his little cat had kittens fancy that, so he had to cut more. He needed a cat flap, a flap for cats, an in and outy door for independent chaps. He needed a cat flap, a flap for cats, an in and outy door for independent chaps. In 1942, when it was World War II, bombs fell from the sky. A little tabby cat was sleeping on the mat when the sirens began. Everyone took flight to shelters in the night, but he stayed behind. Stuck behind the door of number 44, he tried to dig himself out. He needed a cat flap, a flap for cats, an in and outy door for independent chaps. He needed a cat flap, a flap for cats, an in and outy door for independent chaps. In 1961, the fireworks had begun. Their bang shook the night. A little tabby cat was left outside the flat while his owners went out. The cat was terrified, he tried to get inside, but the door was locked shut. All he could do was mew, got in an awful stew, he just couldn't get in. He needed a cat flap, a flap for cats, an in and outy door for independent chaps. He needed a cat flap, flap for cats, an in and outy door for independent chaps. In 1994, he scratched the kitchen door, a sign he needed the loo. His owners were asleep, he did a tiny heap right next to their bed. And in the morning, oh, they had a shock, you know, slippers on first. And so he took a saw and made a tiny door, freedom to go as he pleased. He needed a cat flap, a flap for cats, an in and outy door for independent chaps. He needed a cat flap, a flap for cats, an in and outy door for independent chaps. He needed a cat flap,